Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
O'clock hour, our third and final hour of our weekly radio broadcast. This is the open home hour. Anything you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin, lines are open. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Texts are open, 411-923. Email info at rosieonthehouse.com. Oh, any of those will get you in touch with us during today's broadcast, whatever you're working on or on your home, castle, or cabin. This hour's for you.
If you know someone who's recently moved to Arizona, call them, contact them, reach out to them, and make sure they know about Rosie on the House. We'd like to welcome all of you newcomers to Arizona. I hope with the insurge of newcomers, we can protect what it is that drew you here in the first place. And a big part of that is all becoming a part of the Arizona Wild West tradition and culture, and we can help you in that regards. If you've moved here from another part of the country and you're not sure how to care for your sunburned home, how to manage your air conditioning electric bill, how to take care of drainage. It does rain here in Arizona. For you newcomers, you may be surprised. You've joined us in one of the wettest Julys ever on record. Welcome to Arizona. Now, if you'd have been here last year, oh man, I still say the summer of 2020 was the meanest, most hateful summer I've ever experienced in Arizona, and I've been here since 1966. Last year was horrible. This summer, I think, has been very nice. I do remember, as June wrapped up, National Organization of Weather announced that June was the warmest June on record. And I tell you what, this year, it did not feel like that. I thought it was a nice spring. And we were talking about the smell of fall in the air from some of our Northern Arizona listeners. Just being gone 10 days and coming back, I start every morning with a cup of coffee, reading material, and I go to my back patio. When I did that before I left, it was light outside. This morning, it was dark outside.
I had to turn on the patio lights
for my reading material.
Absolutely. Sure sign of fall's coming.
Hey, baby.
Sure sign.
As well as the Cardinals on TV last night.
That's right.
It's all coming. Fall's in the air. It's coming.
Notice Jennifer left the room.
Yeah. She almost broke down and cried when I turned it on football last night. So you newcomers, welcome to Arizona. Let us help you with our 33 years of broadcasting, our 4,000 hours of broadcasting, our 7.5 million newsletter subscriptions delivered, with over 12,000 on-air questions answered. Let us put our 45-year experience, 55-year experience of building and remodeling homes in Arizona to work for you. We can save you from making expensive, crazy mistakes. We are like your own free service. Our website, rosieonthehouse.com, has questions and answers that we've been answering for all 33 years. So get familiar with Rosie on the House. Sign up for one of our calendars. Romy, we got the calendars coming off the press here, what, in the next 30 days?
For next 2022, yes, sir.
So the new calendars will be coming out really soon. And if you've ever had a calendar delivered to your home, you don't need to contact us. You'll automatically have the new calendar sent unless you opt to stop. So don't feel like you need to flood our inbox with your new address. Or if you do have a new address, we do need that. But don't feel like you need to renew every year.
One of the things that we do to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. For you, the Arizona homeowner, that is a free service. And it gives you a preview of what we're talking about each month, each week, in our different hours. Each hour has a different theme to it, and it's got a breakdown of that. Now, it's not always 100% perfect when it comes to execution, just because the calendars are physical calendar. They're in print. As Rosie mentioned, we're going to be printing 2022 in just a couple weeks. So by the time next year comes around, sometimes a topic or a to-do may change as people and partners are availability. Life happens. So it's but I'd say we're over 90%.
Yeah. We try hard to stick to the themes we've established, so you can use it as a directory of information that we'll be covering on the upcoming weeks.
Or if there's one thing in particular that you want to talk about, but you're not available to listen to the broadcast that day, you know that, okay, I got to go get the podcast for that hour because I wanted that information on, what we were talking about. And our 8 o'clock hour today was the weeping acacia tree and disease prevention for trees. 9 o'clock was our water, with water, use it wisely. And it's funny, I told the team this week, I'm like, it's probably going to be 2 or 3 years before we talk about water again, because we've covered it for a couple of years, and we've got so much information we've put in that we're not going to need to cover it. And I get conscious. I'm like, am I burning the listeners out with talking about it too much? And Tracy emailed in and just said, good morning, guys. Love when you talk about water. So we haven't burned Tracy out of the water topic yet.
Well, we try and cover every aspect of a topic. And again, I'm going to readdress you newcomers. You may not realize that in buying your new home in Arizona, there's a very real concern that you may have to buy flood insurance. And now they're all laughing at me. They're saying, oh, yeah, sure, Rosie, sure. If you would go to the Maricopa, just for Maricopa County, you can go to any county assessors. But I know Maricopa County Assessors website. You can actually go to the maps section and you can plug in your address, or you can ask to see the floodplain overlay map for the area. And if you picked Scottsdale, Rio Verde, Carefree, Cave Creek, you would be amazed at how much construction there has been over the last 50 years inside the floodplain. And baby, if you live within that overlay map district, you've got to have flood insurance. Your homeowner's insurance will not cover surface water entering your home. It'll cover a backed up toilet. It'll cover a broken supply line.
Roof leaks.
It'll cover roof leaks, but maybe not the roof repair. So you've got to be careful. So you newcomers, beware. Stop, and you'll get this in the title report as to whether or not you are or not in a floodplain. Make sure you check with who's ever writing your homeowner's insurance about, do I need or would I elect to add flood insurance to my home? I think you'd be amazed looking at the Maricopa County Assessor's floodplain overlay and see how much has been built within that overlay.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be a floodplain,
It doesn't look like it. I mean, if you came here from Bro Bridge, Louisiana, and you were looking to buy at Indian School in Pima in Old South Scottsdale, one of the Masonry Cavalier homes, and the last thing in your mind would be, I need flood insurance. But that whole area, a big part of that area, is floodplain.
Well, and your neighbor could do something that you don't know indirectly channels water into your property. And if you've a lower setting could seep in through the back door or any one of the doors. Or we even saw a situation this week where the water was coming through the wall. The homes were built close together, and all the watershed from the rooftops in between these two homes that filled up, and it got above the stem wall level, and it was soaking in through the stucco and the drywall. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a floodplain. It could just be a poor design or an indirect effect of somebody doing a project or especially landscape or channeling water off a rooftop. So there could be a lot more than just a floodplain reason. And I know flood insurance is not expensive. And this isn't advertised for insurance.
Yeah, that's right. It's not, but it is.
I got a huge problem with insurance. I won't even go on that side.
But it is something you, as a newcomer to Arizona, may not be aware you even need to ask about, but you do. And the other thing I like to remind people, a lot of you run your air conditioning fan 24 hours a day, because you have a poor design system and you have hot and cold spots throughout your house. When the humidity is this high, that is going to drive your electric bill up significantly. The air conditioner is trying to pull moisture out of the inside of your house to cool you off. If you keep that fan on while the compressor's turned off, you're taking all that moisture that's on the coils and in the condensate pan, and you're pushing it right back into the house. You're making your air conditioner work significantly harder. This time of year, make sure you go up to your thermostat and the fan motor is turned to auto. Auto only. Not on. You can switch it back to on next April, May, June, when you're trying to eliminate the hot spots on the south and the west side of your house, and it's 8% humidity, but not now.